Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Job is a man of wealth and standing, well regarded, not just in his hometown, but throughout Edom and beyond. His wife, Sidis, known for her charm and beauty, is from a noble background. Numerous maidservants attend to her. Still, like her husband, she treats those within her household and those in her community with generosity and respect.
Did you remind Eli that he needs to kill the fatted calf? We are expecting Eliphaz and his family for an overnight visit, and I want us to prepare a special meal for them tomorrow.
I was at the city gates all morning. I will speak with him now.
In the ancient East, city gates are more than just entrances. They are places of judgment, trade, and decision-making. Job has a seat of honor here, delivering justice and helping those in need. Job is also seen as a voice of wisdom and insight at the gates. His words and advice are sought after and heeded.
Have you heard from the children today?
Yes, I saw Hemera at the city gates. She is hosting the rest of them at her house this evening. They have prepared a special feast of roasted lamb with almonds and pistachios.
Delicious. Not as good as the meal we are preparing. Only the best for you, my love.
My darling, Sidis. You are one of Elohim's greatest gifts to me.
From his wife, to his children, to his possessions, Job's life is one of prosperity and apparent blessings, which are attributed to his devout relationship with God. However, his unwavering faith is about to be tested in unimaginable ways. That very day, there is a heavenly council in which representatives of various worlds come to meet before God, and Satan comes as the representative of Earth. He has claimed this planet as his after the fall of Adam and Eve. Satan's presence there is an affront to God and an assertion of his claimed dominion over the Earth. When God sees him, the creator of the universe addresses him.
From where have you come?
From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it.
Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil.
Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him, and his house, and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand, and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand.
Satan leaves the presence of the Lord, determined to prove that Job's righteousness is conditional on his blessings. His challenge raises a fundamental question about human motives in serving God. Do people serve God out of self-interest, because of the blessings and protection they receive, or do they serve God out of genuine love and devotion, independent of their circumstances? Oxen hold significant economic, agricultural, and cultural value in the ancient Near East. They are primarily used as draft animals for plowing fields and pulling heavy loads, including carts and wagons. Their strength and endurance make them essential for agricultural work, which is the backbone of most ancient economies. While oxen are primarily valued for their labor, they can also be slaughtered for meat, particularly when they are no longer fit for work or during special occasions and religious festivals. Owning a large number of oxen is a sign of wealth and high social status. In agrarian societies, where farming is a major economic activity, the number of oxen a person owns often determines their capacity to cultivate land and generate income. Oxen are also used as valuable commodities for trade and as tributes to powerful rulers or kingdoms. They can be given as gifts to establish or strengthen diplomatic relations. Oxen are sometimes used in ancient warfare, particularly for logistical purposes, such as transporting supplies or heavy equipment. Job owns 1,000 head of oxen. This is the most prominent marker of his wealth. And so this is what Satan targets first.
The Sabaeans are coming.
Then Satan turns to Job's flocks. Job's ownership of 3,000 camels is another indicator of his great wealth and status. Besides their importance in transportation, trade, and warfare, they are a source of food and other materials. Camels provide milk, meat, and wool for their owners. Camel milk is highly nutritious and is an essential food source for many nomadic communities. Additionally, their hides and hair are used to make various products, including tents, clothing, and ropes. Satan next targets Job's camels.
There is a raiding party coming from the north.
There are raiding parties coming also from the east and west.
And then Satan does his worst. Meanwhile, Job is oblivious to the devastation that has befallen him.
Job, I see Hoshea running down the pathway. And his clothes are in tatters.
That's odd. Something must have happened.
Master, the Sabaeans attacked. They took the oxen and donkeys, and they've killed the servants.
The news is heartbreaking. But even as Job tries to grapple with this loss,
fire came down from nowhere. From the heavens, it burned up the sheep and the servants.
Chaldean raiders have plundered your camels. They are all gone.
And just when it seems like things cannot get worse.
Oh no, Job, it's a lie.
What now? There's nothing else for me to lose.
A master, a mighty wind struck the house where your children were feasting. It collapsed. They are all gone. I'm so sorry.
Job gets to his feet. He walks around as if in a daze. As his wife sobs uncontrollably, he rips his robe and begins to stagger about. When he gets to his bedchamber, he shaves his head, falls to the ground, and worships.
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Not once, through all this, does Job sin, not once does he blame God. Instead, Job acknowledges God's sovereignty, even in the face of unimaginable pain.